Missouri has begun seizing 42,600 acres of Chinese-owned farmland in a bold enforcement action to collect a $24 billion judgment against China for alleged COVID-19 misconduct. This marks the first time a U.S. state has moved to confiscate foreign government assets of this scale. Attorney General Andrew Bailey announced the seizure process following Judge Stephen Limbaugh Jr.'s March 2025 ruling that China violated both state and federal anti-monopoly laws during the pandemic's early stages. This is a landmark victory for Missouri and the United States in the fight to hold China accountable for unleashing COVID-19 on the world, Bailey stated. China refused to show up to court, but that doesn't mean they get away with causing untold suffering. But what exactly prompted this extraordinary legal action against a foreign superpower? The lawsuit, originally filed by former Attorney General Eric Schmidt in 2020, accuses China of deliberately concealing knowledge about the emerging coronavirus while simultaneously stockpiling critical medical supplies. Court documents reveal Missouri spent over $122 million more on personal protective equipment than it would have under normal circumstances. New information has emerged that challenges everything we thought we knew about enforcing judgments against foreign governments. Judge Limbaugh's ruling stated explicitly, "During the early months of the pandemic, Missouri spent millions more on PPE than it otherwise would have because of defendants' hoarding." This finding formed the legal basis for the massive judgment. But before we go into the details, it's important to understand the legal framework that makes this seizure possible. The case initially faced dismissal in 2022, when Judge Limbaugh ruled federal law prohibited holding foreign governments responsible for certain non-commercial acts. However, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals revived one count related to PPE hoarding in January 2024, opening the door for this judgment. Missouri's enforcement plan targets approximately 42,600 acres of farmland currently owned by Chinese entities or individuals. The state will work with federal authorities to identify and seize these properties to satisfy the judgment. This action follows Governor Mark Parson's January 2024 executive order banning Chinese citizens and businesses from purchasing agricultural land near military installations across Missouri, a move that signaled the state's growing concerns about foreign ownership of strategic assets. Legal experts caution that the enforcement process faces significant hurdles. Seizing assets owned by a foreign government involves navigating complex international law and potentially triggering diplomatic repercussions. The judgment represents approximately $3,900 for every Missouri resident. State officials argue the pandemic cost Missouri over $8 billion in lost tax revenue due to economic disruption, justifying the substantial damages awarded. China has not yet responded to the ruling or the seizure actions. International relations experts expect a strong diplomatic response once enforcement begins in earnest. So why is this case so significant beyond Missouri's borders? The successful seizure of Chinese assets could establish a legal precedent for other states seeking compensation for pandemic-related losses. 12 additional states have filed similar lawsuits against China, watching Missouri's enforcement efforts closely. For Missouri residents, the case represents more than financial compensation. "We deserve answers about what happened," said Sarah Johnson, whose family-owned business in St. Louis closed permanently during the pandemic. "This isn't just about money. It's about accountability." Attorney General Bailey emphasized this point. "We intend to collect every penny by seizing Chinese-owned assets, including Missouri farmland." The enforcement of this judgment answers our overarching question: can a U.S. state successfully hold a foreign government financially accountable for a global crisis? Missouri's actions suggest the answer may be yes, though the final outcome remains uncertain as legal proceedings continue. As the seizure process advances, both Missouri officials and international observers acknowledge this case will define new boundaries in holding foreign governments accountable for actions that cross borders and affect American citizens.